Hey, this is Chris Evans recording a Storage Impact podcast. I'm here with Matt Leeb. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Chris. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great.
So we are at Pure Storage, or rather we're at the pre-part of the event at Pure Storage.
Pre-game, yeah.
Pre-game, we call it. Yeah, okay. And we just thought we'd have a chat, talk about the business, talk about what you do as a reseller, and, you know, just chew the cud. So everybody who's around us, we've got Ray sitting at the other end of the table who's promised not to say anything, but he's not going to resist.
He'll not say anything.
Yeah, he'll not be able to resist.
Because words mean things, right, Ray?
Exactly. And we're sitting in a massive foyer on the second floor, watching all of the analysts turn up behind us and pick their bags up. And so it's all sort of about to happen, isn't it? All about to kick off. Now, first of all, why don't you introduce yourself? It's a while since you've been on the podcast. I think you were on one
about 18 months ago or so.
HP Discover in London with Mr. Farley. So, and you've changed jobs since then?
I have.
So why don't you give us a bit of background?
I'm actually doing something very similar, but for a company I like much, much more.
That's always good.
No disparaging the previous company. I work for Connection Enterprise Solutions. I'm in a role called a TSE, which stands for Technical Sales Executive. And the idea is it's a pre-sales role, but it's about more about business strategies through technological solutions than it is sort of deep diving into unique pillars of the technology.
Got you. So at an event like this, for example, you'd be looking at Pure and thinking, how could I help a customer use that technology, find out whether it's any good for them, understand what the pluses and minuses are? Is that the sort of... outside of the analyst or blogger type thing, sorry, you shouldn't call it that. You should call it influencer, shouldn't we? Outside of the influencer thing,
call it whatever you want, buddy.
Outside of that, what would you come to a show like this for?
Well, I'm looking really for those unique use cases, and Pure is notorious for coming up with these very, very cool ways to leverage the sheer I/O capacity of their arrays.
Yeah.
Last year, they had an amazing facial recognition demo that I have never seen anything interact in that way, and this year promises to have some really cool new solutions. Of course, they're always pushing the hardware forward, which I appreciate, but the question is, what do you do? We talked about this, right? What do you do with all that power?
Yeah, it's true. It's true, absolutely. So, I mean, as a reseller, rather than just selling a product, you are focused on selling a solution to the customer and trying to do the best for them, and I guess that's sort of what your role is in a bit more detail. You know, you're I won't say generalist, but you tend to, I think you've described it as you're very wide but not very deep, and you've got other people who come in and do the sort of the deeper and the narrower stuff.
I've been accused of being not very deep
emotionally. A bit harsh.
Okay, fair enough. You know, I have my focus areas. You know, I know the virtualization world, I know orchestration, and I certainly have spent enough time in storage to know the storage world pretty well. But yeah, it's really about not what makes this brand or this particular product better than any other particular product, but it's more about what makes this product better because of your requirements, your needs, and it's about not walking into the conversation with a solution in mind already, but sort of sussing out with my conversation with my customer what their real needs are. You know, are they moving towards object storage and some sort of cloudy solution? Are they using containers? Do they have something way out there like a unique IoT platform or something that they're really looking to support?
So let's just go back and talk about that for a second, because it's very easy for those of us who are sitting on the other side of the fence who are no longer customers. I mean, I'm not an end user anymore. And I'm sitting looking at it from an analyst or an influencer perspective. And it's very easy to look at the technology and think, well, everybody's using containers, everybody's building an object store, everybody's doing all flash. But in reality, what do you actually see? I mean, what do you see about the adoption of different types of technologies?
So let's do the caveat. I live in the Chicago area, and in the Midwest, customers do tend to be a little bit more conservative.
Okay.
I am seeing some containers, some microservices, some adoption of that stuff. What I'm not seeing is full on, full speed ahead. it's still more of that. You know, remember when OpenStack started and it felt like just an experiment?
Well, it felt to me like they were trying to say that the world was over, but everything will now be OpenStack and everything else is dead.
Right, and nowadays...
Guess what didn't happen.
Exactly. Yeah. Nowadays, the most vital OpenStack platforms are those that you have to purchase and license and get support on, and I can appreciate that. And I see some of that happening a lot in some of my customers. I have a very large customer that has a homegrown GitHub-based architecture that they've worked on quite drastically, except the mindshare in the organization was one individual who's now left.
Oh dear, always a problem.
So they are moving towards a more licensed model, and I can appreciate that. And again, even if you use a Red Hat, for example, you're gonna get more bang for the buck when you compare it to, and I'm not disparaging VMware, but when you compare it to a VMware licensed model, you're still gonna get more bells and whistles for the dollar than you do with VMware. By the same token, I will never disrespect a customer for sticking with the tried and true and the, quite frankly, more rich feature set of a VMware.
So what about storage? I mean, what do you think is the reality to the hype? I mean, what do you think people are really trying to adopt compared to what we think is coming up and what people are pushing? I'll give you some examples. You know, we can talk all flash, we can talk NVMe, we can talk object storage. Mm-hmm. What do you really actually see?
I think that what my customers really most seek is ease of use, federated management platform. Mm-hmm. I hate to use the SPOG term, but a single pane of glass certainly is of value to the customers, even though we in the bloggers community tend to hate that expression. A single glass of pain.
I don't mind the term. I don't think it's a bad term. I think it's an assumption that we can narrow everything down to one single interface.
Right.
We can simplify and cut it down
to
fewer interfaces.
And there are storage platforms that have a panel in the vSphere or vCenter. By the same token, our desktop computers, our laptops, have enough power to have a number of windows open.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
Right? It's not that big a deal. By the same token, I do understand wanting to manage your entire storage ecosystem, even something like an HCI platform, through one window.
Yeah, that makes sense. What about flash then? What about NVMe? Are you seeing that being...
I see people... In certain use cases, I do a lot of healthcare.
Okay.
And an overarching architecture like Epic, for example, really does leverage IO, burns up the IOPS, and NVMe, and certainly the scalability and the less barrier between motherboard and disk. I use the term disk. It's not spinning rust. It's solid state. But
yeah.
All those things have impact on the overall performance of the architecture. And certainly what we saw last year from Pure in the NVMe over fabric scalability of the architectures, I think adds quite a bit.
Do you think we're going to see that this year? You know, giving any spoilers, do you think we're going to see some new technology come out from Pure? Do you think they've got lots of things up their sleeve?
I don't think they'd show a trade show again if there was not that much to show. The question really becomes whether it's a hardware sort of quantum shift like we've seen with the FlashBlade or the X series. Or if it's software, if it's the way to leverage that architecture. And I think that, you know, both things are compelling.
Yeah, I agree with you in that sense because I look at something like Airy, which obviously has only just come out recently and we've talked about, which is more of a solution that shows how you could use the technology. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very easy to come out and say, here's a piece of hardware, go and do something with it. And then customers going, scale out NAS, that's all flash, not really sure. So I think they do need to generate a bit of a market and say, here's some great examples. And that's one solution that's done that.
Yeah, I mean, last year the big play was like citywide security platforms and those kinds of things. And certainly, I think messaging for my customers one of the biggest messages is this evergreen policy, right? The idea
right, okay.
that they can keep the same storage platform, if not the life cycle of a lease or a depreciation schedule, but maybe 2 or 3x that depreciation schedule, because you know the guys from Pure will come in and they will replace your head nodes every x number, 3 years.
Yep.
And that keeps everything fresh.
It's interesting that you see that as being a really positive thing that customers are looking to have in your sphere, because you know who wants to do a
who needs that migration
upgrade? Who
exactly.
wants to do that? But at the same time, I guess the only reason you can do it is because you're using flash, where flash is fast enough that even if you change the heads, the flash is still probably able to outrun the heads.
It is fundamental, yeah, to the architecture. I agree with you. And you put that much more horsepower in the proc and that much more memory on the head nodes. If the interconnect can't support it, if the disk itself or SSD can't support it, well, then you've created a new bottleneck that you
Absolutely.
Simply don't need.
So what about NVMe over fabrics? Have you got anybody who wants to talk about that whatsoever? And,
well,
and just for the record, Ray sitting next to us and seems to be incredibly happy now. And I'm guessing because he's managed to get his Dropbox to work.
Got it to work finally.
Perfect. Yeah, so
I think NVMe over fabric is a game changer.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to hear what
it
Ray has
like
to
Ray
say.
Ray wants to say something.
It is a game changer. NVMe over fabric over fiber channel over Ethernet with NVMe drives is great. With storage class memory is beyond consideration.
Okay.
Yeah.
We were talking to one guy, Atala Systems, a podcast we just released, a very great podcast.
What was the name of that podcast, Ray?
Graybeard's on storage podcast.
There we go.
We'll edit that out, don't we?
Right, they said they had 5 microseconds on overhead. Now,
5 microseconds
between nodes?
On the fabric.
To storage.
On the fabric, yeah.
This is NVMe over fabric. They've got hardware.
Wait, I've heard you this excited before.
They've got hardware stack for their NVMe over fabric.
Yeah.
They had 5 microseconds. So with a storage class memory device, which has a 10 microsecond response time,
mm-hmm.
this will be 15 microseconds to
okay.
your data.
But, you know, in believe
for NVMe with
numbers,
100 microseconds,
these numbers are incredible, right? I remember watching your jaw drop at that accelerator.
My jaw dropped when I was talking to this guy.
Right. The question is, who is needing that kind of horsepower?
Here's the deal. So, high-frequency traders, all those guys on the security side, financial
mm-hmm.
services, they want speed,
biomedical
speed. There's no question. Biomedical, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
This whole artificial intelligence training and all that stuff is a lot of small files
yeah.
coming in, a lot of small files going out. And we're talking millions
in
of small
parallel.
Files. If you want to train something to recognize a dog or a cat or a graybeard, millions of files.
Yeah, and if you can drop the latency by 1 in 10, so if you can drop it by a factor of 10,
God.
Then you're 10 times shorter
yeah,
in terms of learning time, aren't
it's
you?
Just amazing
yeah.
what you can do. I'll stop talking.
That's
no.
okay. No. Oh. That sounds like it's the air raid. We've got an air raid warning.
It is Tuesday at noon.
Okay.
So
hopefully that
might need to be edited out.
That might need to be edited out. It might be very difficult to edit out, but it's fine. It seems to have given up. So hopefully that was just that one.
So EMC just released their PowerMax, which is NVMe over fabric ready.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've got these guys have been playing NVMe storage for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's been
I
in
hope
the
to see
since
something regarding NVMe over fabric, but I haven't heard.
X series.
Yeah.
I'm guaranteeing their interconnect is going to
yeah,
work.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just a question of time before everybody's got one. I mean, our friends at NetApp.
Yeah, they've done it.
They've got it on their top end. Fiber Channel, they've got it today. I'm assuming it's a software stack rather than the hardware stack. These guys, they got proprietary hardware in an FPGA that creates what they call a host network adapter. Put one in the server, put one in the storage.
Yep.
I know.
I don't understand how I can do this. 5 microseconds to do an I.O.
Does it require a proprietary RDMA driver, though?
I'm sorry?
Does it require a proprietary RDMA? Like
It's a proprietary NVMe over fabric stack that mm-hmm. uses normal Mellanox switches.
Right.
But it's their own stack, and it's UDP based. Yeah, it's proprietary, 100% proprietary. They can do an RDMA NIC, but they have software, right? And I'm sure it adds more than 5 microseconds to that IO operation.
Well, there you go. That's going to be one we'll just have to wait and see what
it's
comes
up. It's exciting,
up.
Though. And I keep going back to, we're getting so much in terms of IO and the lessening of the latency from network to disk and back.
They need something beyond NVMe over Fabric. If a storage class memory is 10 microsecond response time, you add 5 microseconds, that's 50% overhead.
Well, isn't that the problem? So if you look at the way that we did SSDs to NVMe, SATA/SAS going to NVMe reduced that overhead, and that was fine with NAND because the difference was so good, it was fantastic. But the difference in latency between NAND and storage class memory like Optane
is a factor of 10x.
It's called Optane as a brand,
Okay.
And that 10x reduction means that the storage overhead suddenly becomes really high again.
God, it's like 50% of the IO. Oh, so a third of the IO overhead in this thing for storage class memory was their overhead.
It was motherboard. It was the interface. And now that
it's hardware-based, it's 100% gone. It's FPGA. It's amazing.
So it makes you wonder whether we're going to head back towards much more hardware again, hardware-focused.
Yeah, I think
again.
So. I think to some extent with the FPGA capabilities today getting more and more complex and all that stuff, I don't see any way to get there with software anymore.
So,
isn't that weird?
There you go.
We were talking about software-defined storage yesterday. And it seems like
is there a place for software-defined storage? I think there is.
So where does it leave something like the PowerMax, though?
So the PowerMax has got, I don't think they've got a hardware-based FPGA, UDP, NVMe over Fabric stack. They're using software with standard, fiber channel.
Is this the Viper stuff?
Yeah. I don't.
So Chris and I had a conversation last night about where the magic in software-defined storage existed and how maybe 4 or 5 years ago we saw the entire world moving to a commodity-based hardware environment and software driving. Is that still the case? Did that ever achieve the case?
There's going to be this bifurcation, maybe trifurcation of this market. At some level, software-defined storage is fast enough.
Yeah.
At another level, you can't do it in software. It's just not possible. You want 5 microsecond overhead, you need hardware.
And the argument that I posed yesterday was that, particularly in the Midwest, in my conservative market, people want a line list of SKU for a piece of storage that delivers X number of I.O. They don't care if it's read versus write. They don't care if it's SAS
random
versus SATA.
Yeah.
And they don't want it to tinker toy. They just want to buy the item, rack and stack, and get it working.
Dell EMC, PowerMax, NetApp, IBM Flash Systems, all those guys exist out there. They're all standard stuff.
So I think what we'll end up with, we'll have a spectrum of requirements. So you've got, as you said, right at the high end, they've got the high-frequency traders, and at the other end, you've got people who don't really care. They just need something to store their data. And somewhere in between are all the other requirements, and all of these products fit on that line at some point.
Yeah.
And at some point, you're pushing your products further and further to the fast end as everything else drives the demand.
God, this storage class memory is just...
Yeah.
It's
exciting.
It's taking a long time to get to a point where you can actually taste it and use it, but...
Who's going to get there? So
blistering.
I think this is a great point to wrap up, and we should do another conversation after Pure have done all their announcements and see how accurate we were and what they said and what's actually come out. And it'll be interesting to see how much of this stuff is in their products and what their opinion is about where the future's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
What do we think?
Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, it'd be a great idea.
We should do that. Okay.
Beers or something like that?
We could do another good idea. We could call it Storage Beers.
Storage Beers.
Storage Beers Podcast.
Never heard of that before.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Great.
Thank you,
thanks
Chris.
For joining us.
Appreciate it.
All right. Catch you all again soon.